John Campbell, our economics and business editor.
You got there in the end.
You keep on changing your title. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, before we go on,
yeah,
I thought your documentary on Radio Ulster was brilliant.
Thank you very much.
I don't know what you call it,
yeah,
but it was about the carpet man.
Yes, Cyril Lord, the carpet king.
It was brilliant.
Yeah. Different times when you had like Alan Wicker staggering around Donna Hiddy on a Sunday morning.
I loved it.
Yeah.
How much did you get for it? Since everybody talks about my salary.
I really don't know.
I think declaring your salary now, are you, Campbell?
I did that.
It's about time the tables were turned on people like you rather than me.
Yes. I did that as a staff in-house thing.
Staff no fee.
Exactly. There you go. Yes.
Okay. But it was good.
That's a concept alien to you, I know, but there we go.
It was really, really good.
Thank you. You're very kind.
Now, the clock continues to tick on towards Brexit with little more sign of a deal, of course. Mm. Business organisations, some of them are expressing concern about what no deal could mean. And Theresa May's chief Brexit negotiator has been overheard discussing the government's Brexit strategy in a pub full of journalists. Is that right?
Yeah. Unfortunately, I wasn't there. But somebody from ITV was there. And Ollie Robbins, who's Theresa May's main kind of Brexit negotiator, he was seemingly shooting his mouth off about what the Brexit strategy is. And it seems to be this. So we know that in 44 days' time, if there's nothing in place, we'll be leaving without a deal. But many kind of Brexit supporters would say, well, it's nothing to worry about. Bring it on. We'd rather have no deal than Theresa May's deal. But what those Brexit supporters fear is that there could be an extension to the Article 50 leaving period and that the actual exit date for the UK could be pushed way into the distance. And they fear if that happens, it might never come to pass. So if Theresa May is going to try and put the frighteners on those strong supporters of Brexit, she has to say it's a choice between my deal and an extension to the Brexit leaving date. So Ollie Robbins, this chief negotiator guy, seemed to be suggesting that's her strategy, to run the clock down, and she will then be saying to those Brexit supporters in the House of Commons, if you don't vote for my deal, there'll be an extension to the end date, and who knows, we might never leave.
Yeah, because presumably the danger for Brexiteers is that if there is an extension, there could be a general election,
exactly, yeah,
and the whole policy could change. Someone could stand and say, right, we're...
Yeah, because we know the Labour Party policy, for example, is to have a customs union with the EU. Keir Starmer, who's the Labour's Brexit spokesman, would like a very close relationship with the single market. So the whole complexion of Brexit could change if there's a general election and Labour get in. So that is the if you like, the stick that Theresa May will have to wield over the Brexiteers. Because remember, from their perspective, if it's a choice between her deal and no deal, they'll say, fine, we'll take no deal. But if it's a choice between her deal and an extension, well, then maybe her deal starts to look a bit more promising.
How does business plan for this?
With great difficulty. And that's the British Chambers of Commerce, they have this thing out today with 20 very straightforward questions about what are we actually going to be doing in 44 days' time. You know, like a very simple question like, will I have to pay tariffs on goods that I send to the EU or that I receive from the EU? And what will those tariffs be? The Brexit Secretary, my uncle Stephen Barclay, was on the radio this morning saying, well, we'll come to that in the next number of days. It's not clear whether that's, you know, this week or next week or the week after. So, but you know, businesses, particularly businesses in Northern Ireland, which export across the border, for them, that's an existential question. Will my business actually be able to exist in 44 days' time if I'm suddenly hit with massive tariffs?
I wonder, sorry, John, I do wonder how, you know, in terms even of packaging, when there's prices on packaging, how are they printing it? Are they printing a price on packaging?
Yeah, well, there's even, for example,
because if there's tariffs, obviously the price will change.
Change, yeah. And there's also, you know, can you use certain, if you like, quality marks on your packaging? Yeah, you know, this Clandeboy Yogurts, company that makes yogurts, sell them into supermarkets and stuff. I saw them recently tweeting saying, well, we have these quality marks, which are effectively EU quality marks. Will we be able to continue to put those on our pots after Brexit? And we're, you know, pots that we are printing the packaging for now. Mm-hmm. So will we have to then, you know, cover those all up with a wee sticker by hand in, you know, 43 days' time? So all these, you know, little quirks of how people go about their business, people need answers to them now. There was something called the Border Delivery Group, which is led by HMRC, the taxman, which met business leaders here last Friday to try and explain what some of the things are that might affect the border. Now, the difficulty is that none of those people who were at that meeting can tell me what was said, because they've all signed a gagging clause, what's known as a non-disclosure agreement. So all I know is that there was a meeting. It lasted for about 2 hours. They discussed what's going to happen at the border, and there'll be other meetings. But it's pretty extraordinary that, you know, 44 days out, none of that is in the public domain.
Is it? Well, that's a story surely in itself, in that why would HMRC want to stop people spreading the message about what advice they were given?
Yeah, it's a
why the gagging clause?
It's a, you know, is it because it's politically sensitive? That's, you know, got to be my guess there. But it is quite extraordinary that, you know, some idea has now been, if you like, crystallised or formed in central government about what might happen at the border, to such an extent they're able to tell businesses about it. But those business leaders are not able to share that information widely, because they're under a legal obligation not to do so.
That's really interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's where we are now. 44 days to go.
Thank you very much indeed, John. Good morning.